woman of sweet address was delivered outside of the town. She indeed came not into it. When she had given birth to him, she then took him up in her lap and carried him to her kinsfolk. Where did the mother of Yahya see her to speak these words to her about what had happened?
You see, as usual, again, as if this is not Rumi. Rumi will explain, will go to branches and all that. Here, one sharp one. The problem, the example, another one, an explanation, which was not an explanation, it was just what you could say with no branches or anything. Right? Now, the answer to that difficulty.
The answer to that.
What is the answer? Could you guess what would be the answer if somebody will ask you? Somebody will come to you and say, hey, in this Rumi book you're reading, I saw that Rumi claimed that the mother of Jesus and mother of John the Baptist talked like this. What do you say? Nothing? Silence?
Well, you might look ahead.
Oh, I told you several times, please, please, do not forget this. This is very important in this class. You should tell that fellow that these are stories, made up stories, to talk about untalkable or non-talkable. That's what it is. Rumi himself, do you remember? He said, oh guy, this is like a cup. And the meaning is inside it. Don't be silly to go to look at the outside. How many times does he need to repeat it? Up to here, we heard it. He will hear it again and again because he knows that the people will do bad stuff to his book because we are confused between story and history. And different stories. Now, let's see the answer. Yes.
The answer to the difficulty. Let him know that to one who receives ideas, all that is absent in the world is present. To Mary, the mother of Yahya would appear present, though she was far from her sight.
Aha, what is he talking about now? Did you see? But he's taking, he said, excuse me, we are talking in this kind of thinking that when we say presence, we don't mean physical presence. And when I will say looking at someone, I'm not talking about this kind of looking. Everything is different in here. We are talking about the spiritual stuff. We are not talking about reality. We don't believe in reality. We believe that reality is a teeny stuff which reflects the truth here, which is enormous. Because we know everything is in non-existence. Remember that? Our difference is we understand non-existence, which is enormous. Existence is only momentary. It's nothing. That's how. So, in this story, when I said present, I meant that. And, yes?
One may see a friend with eyes shut when one has made the skin the lattice. And if she saw her neither from without nor from within, take the meaning of the story, O imbecile. Not like him who has heard fables and like stuck to the shape of them.
How about that now? Yeah. Let me add it to your confusion. First, the word of the beginning of the last paragraph, it's the foolish, right? And I don't know, I don't like, in a way, foolish. Talk with Iranians to find some other word. Because to me, ablah is ignorance. And ignorance and foolish are different, aren't they? Because foolish to me is very light judgment, but ignorance is something. And he is talking ablah. Ablah means ignorant. We know that. He would repeat that word. Anyhow, that was for the information. But here, I don't know, how are you going to translate that word stuck? S-T-U-C-K. Because no matter how you translate it, something will be missing. That something is this. I told you the story of replacement of Shams. Remember that old guy, Salahuddin. That Salahuddin Zarqub was an illiterate fellow who was just a good fellow, good heart, but he didn't have PhDs and blah, blah, blah. And in addition to that, he used, let's say, with the vulgar accent, just like illiterate people. They talked to Rumi about it, that, okay, this is Shams, this is blah, blah, but what about that? I say, what? Yes, this guy, when he wants to say one, he will say, and the one. Because normal guys will say, well, Rumi will say, in that case, well is the correct one. Forget the wall. Here he remembers the guy for a lot of reasons, maybe inshallah one day we talk about it. And he remembers him to put it here. That chasbidan is one word, is chasbidan, to stock. Here is written chafsidan. And he insisted upon this wrong spelling it to make it nonsense. You are like that fellow who were stuck to that stuff. How come? To remind you that when that good old fellow changed his word, I respect his version. That should be added to the meaning of the answer to that. What was the answer to the difficulty? He said, my answer to your difficulty is because whatever we write, it doesn't mean that superficial meaning of it. This is a poetic language and everything. You should go deeper and deeper. How come that other stories you hear, how come that you never question Superman? But you question Shams. How come? He will add it with that mistake, chafsidan. He will say, you have stuck to it like the S of stuck. That's not she. In Persian, it's different. It's shin. Nechiran, kafsan ha bishnide bood, hamche shein, bar nakshan chafsidan. And that SH in Persian, if you read it shin, yes, it means SH. But you could read it shame. And shame is close to shame. Shame on something. Shame is that. So he's using a negative sticker somehow to show you that you are tending to the superficiality. You are going to be stuck to the surface. I'm talking about the meaning. Over there, when I say they are closed, I mean they are really closed, not standing beside each other. When I say their presence, I'm talking about the presence of Shams in Rumi's heart. It's always is like that. Yes?
So that he would say, how should Kalila, having no language, hear words from Dina, who had no power of expression? And if they knew each other's accents, how should man understand it without any articulation?
I think this one you don't have a lot of objections to this. Because Kalila Demne Kalila doesn't mean anything to you, does it?
No.
Kalila means a lot to Rumi. It goes like this. There is an enormous big book written in India, in old Indo-European language, then translated to this and that and that, and once I did, tried very hard to translate into Persian. And that's the source of all the stories which crossed the continent. The book is the conversation between two monkeys. Two monkeys. Do you remember that Arabic version, Shahrazad is telling the story? Here in Kalile, two monkeys, one named Kalile, the other one named Demne. Kalile and Demne are talking to each other. That's all the story. It starts with that. The Kalile will say, oh, one day I saw a merchant going here, doing that, and so I saw a... all of that. And say, okay, you very correct fellow, how come that you read that book and will never say, excuse me, the monkeys, they don't talk. And if I'm not correct, maybe they're talking, okay, the human being, they don't understand their conversation, do they? And how come those animals are talking about the human problems? How come you never ask these questions over there? It's just okay with you, two monkeys explaining to you, but when a human being starts to talk, because of the gravity of the subject, I'm slowing you down, because this is it. This is one of the magical part of book two. Because once for all, you have to clarify for yourself how you are looking to this book. Remember, I showed you that over there that is written. This written stuff you're reading, you remember this book. Now he comes back to that. Yes.
And if they knew each other's accent, how should man understand without any articulation? How did Dimna become a messenger between the lion and the ox, and cajole them, both with his palaver? How did the noble ox become the visitor of the lion? How did the elephant, terrified by the reflection of the moon?
You know what's amazing? He's bringing out some stories of Kalile. These are the stories that he's using in this book himself. He will give it to you later, this story. But here he is, this sounds like, wait a minute, how come that all these nonsense stories you never questioned? Monkeys don't talk. And they are too different, they shouldn't understand their accent. Then human beings shouldn't understand. Then, in that story, the fox will go and talk to the donkey to bring it to the lion. Come on, excuse me. But you didn't say that, did you? Now we did.
This Kalila and Dimna is entirely fiction, or else how has the stork a quarrel with the crow? Old brother, the story is like a...
Old brother! Do you remember? This is one of the stuff. Whenever he started, old brother, this is a very direct clue and hint. Because he will talk about all the subjects. Suddenly it comes to you, and if it is a direct advice that you should hear from your teacher and keep forever, he starts with, oh brother. Remember the base of brotherhood which exists here, and it's not sisterhood, because in our language, that's the feminine part is the logical part. We're talking about beyond the logic. So here, oh brother, never miss those verses. And this is one of the most important ones. A brother, the situation paymonies, many under the misaulet downies, دانه معنی بگیرد مرد عقل، ننگرد